This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Is Sky Blues Extra.
Hello and welcome to the Sky Blues Extra podcast with me, Tom Ward. And as usual, this episode is sponsored by the Sky Blue Tavern, the official Coventry City sports bar. Delighted to be joined by Andy this evening. Andy, it's been a little while, hasn't it? How are you doing?
Yeah, it has been, mate. Yeah, I haven't been on a podcast together for a little bit while, but no, buzzing after yesterday, mate. And good to get into it today.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like a little bit of a relief after yesterday's win. Obviously, a huge win on the road for the Sky Blues as a Victor Gyökeres' first half goal was enough to get past Cardiff. Albeit the Sky Blues did have to ride a storm at times, and there was obviously that potential controversial disallowed goal. So plenty for us to get into this evening, Andy. First of all, let's talk about the team lineup. Obviously, there were two changes made by Mark Robbins. Casey Palmer and Tyler Walker made way for Josh Eccles and Matty Godden. Obviously, we heard in the week that Walker has got an injury, and obviously Casey Palmer potentially rested with a lot of games. But yeah, what were your thoughts when you saw that the team news come out?
Yeah, a little bit surprised about Palmer one. I was a little bit, because obviously Alan normally does play that number 10 role at times, but I do think Casey Palmer's better at it, more natural for Casey Palmer in that position. So I was a little bit surprised at that. However, I thought, you know, at the end of the day, I was wrong and Robbins was right. So that's why he's paid the big bucks. Well, yeah. not the big bucks, but yeah, paid the money you get. So yeah, that's why he is. But no, a little bit surprised by that decision, but Eccles did brilliantly when he came in as well. We'll probably speak about him later, won't we? But No, he got it right at the end, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And obviously Palmer, I mean, you know, I think you chaps were talking about a few weeks ago, we were sort of, you know, wondering when he was going to make some appearances. Now he has. I guess it's probably now a case of just sort of slightly protecting him and just making sure we don't push him too hard. And perhaps, you know, yesterday was about, you know, him having more of an impact off the bench rather than starting.
Yeah, I just was surprised because we didn't play midweek, did we, Tom? Because it was Saturday to Saturday. I thought he'd start because of that. If he had a game midweek, then I could understand it a little bit more.
Sure.
He did make an impact when he came on as well. He's got that in his locker as well, which is useful. You know, when Cal O'Hare comes back, you know, when O'Hare runs out of steam, you know, if you've got Casey Palmer on the bench to come on as well, last 20, that's interesting. Plus Waghorn as well. I thought he was good yesterday when he came on. So that's interesting going forward when we get our players back. Yeah, that's going to really help our bench. And like, you know, when it opens up the last 20 minutes or we need a goal, to bring Waghorn or Casey Palmer off the bench pretty strong. So, that's useful going forward, Tom.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, there was talk of Tavares potentially starting, but, not quite this time. And obviously, every week, everyone's sort of waiting to see if Kelly or O'Hare will be on the bench. But again, not this week. But, perhaps Wednesday or Saturday, we might see one of those two on the bench, which I think, as we've said for a couple of weeks now, would give everyone a bit of a buzz, wouldn't it?
It will, because, there's games every Saturday, Tuesday coming for the next 8 weeks. So everyone's going to get game time, Tom. I think Tavares will get his chance soon. Kells will probably come in. Everyone's going to, with the game load we've got coming because of the World Cup, everyone's going to get a chance to shine.
Yeah, for sure. And Fad's making his 600th appearance yesterday. That experience has been key for us this season, hasn't it, Andy? And another brilliant afternoon for him, I thought.
Yeah, no, he's been great ever since signing for us. He's a massive, massive player for us, big leader on and off the pitch. I think what he does off the pitch is more, well, not more important than on the pitch, obviously, but I think he's equally as important.
Yeah.
Because I do think one area we do lack, especially when Kelly's injured, is leadership at times. But his leadership's vital in the dressing room. And his displays on the pitch have been great. There's people that criticise him, but on our channel, and especially people that, go a lot, I think, see his worth. And I think he's been brilliant for us ever since he's walked through the door.
Yeah, especially with our defence. We've got a few young lads in there, haven't we? Callum Doyle is sort of, working his way, up for his career. He's getting, I think he's enjoying himself being next to Fads and sort of feeding off him, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, Panzo, he's not particularly old lad as well, is he?
Yeah.
So Doyle and Panzo are young. And I think his leadership qualities, talking them through the game, is vital.
Yeah. The other one I was slightly surprised by was Ben Wilson's 50th appearance for the club as well, because it doesn't feel like he's played that many games, but obviously he has. And I know the first season back in the Championship, he played a lot of games, didn't he? So he's really sort of staked his claim, hasn't he? And I suppose fair play to Ben Wilson, really. I suppose the question there is, where does that leave Simon Moore? He's sort of really out of the picture now, isn't he, from those mistakes earlier in the season. But I suppose if it's working, it's working, isn't it? And it's what's best for the team, really.
That's goalkeeping for you, Tom. it is, unfortunately. It's only one position, isn't it? And if you make so many high profile mistakes, you're going to get replaced. And if that replacement comes in and does what Ben Wilson has done, unfortunately, you've just got to wait your turn. But regarding Ben Wilson, that's what, 4 clean sheets out of the last 5 games?
Pretty good.
You can't argue with that. He's been really, really solid. Simon Moore's just got to wait his turn now until Ben Wilson throws one in, which I hope he doesn't. I hope he keeps it going until the end of the season. Mm. And I think with Wilson, I think a little bit different with him, he's got a point to prove, because he's always been an understudy, hasn't he, majority for his career. So I think he's really, really relishing the chance of being number one now. Yep. So I think that's in his mindset when he plays. I really think he really wants to establish himself. And you can see that hunger in his performances, I think, Tom, can't you? And I think he really, really, really wants, because obviously he's about, 31 now, isn't he, Ben Wilson? He's not the youngest keeper, is he? He's still not, well, in keeper's term, he's quite young, but I think he's really grasping the chance of being number one with both hands.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, defensively in general, just feels like we're a little bit tighter. I know earlier in the season we did ship quite a few goals, but clean sheets wise, I think we're doing, we seem to be doing a bit better than last season. We didn't have that many clean sheets last season.
I agree, Tim. Tom, not Tim. It's just getting the balance right. I think obviously we were shipping a lot of goals. I think he has gone slightly longer in his play because of it, and that has made us more solid. I do think we can get the balance a little bit more better that way. I do think we can keep the ball a little bit more. But as Robin said after the game yesterday, that will come with confidence. And what we had to do is we had to stem the flow of goals. And if you have to go a little bit longer at times, good management by AD and especially at Robin's, because they saw it, they needed it, they obviously needed it to be fixed. And they thought, well, let's go a little bit longer until we get the confidence going, until we get Hamer back in the team, things like that. Let's just start, keeping it tight at the back. And they've done that brilliantly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, going on to the game yesterday, obviously a brilliant win. I'll probably argue we're still not playing our best football, but I think it was a good performance yesterday, a really, really hard battle out there, great away performance. How did the sort of match stats, reflect that performance yesterday?
Yeah, not too bad about regarding the stats, Tom. We had 47% possession, which is a little bit probably higher than what it has been in recent weeks. So, you know, that is saying that we are trying to get the ball down and play a little bit more, which is good because we want to get more of the ball. We had 11 shots compared to their 15, but we had 4 on target compared to they only had 1 on target. So they didn't threaten them much. They probably had more possession, more of the ball, and probably had a few attempts on goal. But I never thought.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, I never thought they were going to score. Apart from that, obviously, the one that was disallowed. I never thought we were under that massive amount of pressure. I thought we handled it pretty well. And regarding the pass count, we 242 passes completed compared to their 268. Mm. The stats weren't too bad, Tom, mate, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it was obviously nerve-wracking towards the end, but it didn't feel like we were being properly, it wasn't sort of as nail biting as it could have been. They didn't master. I didn't think they were particularly good, to be honest. Their fans seem to be saying the same online afterwards. But going on to the game, obviously we had an unbelievably good chance to take the lead in the third minute. Alsop, as we can know quite well, I don't particularly rate him as a keeper. I'm not sure I would manage to get a championship Absolutely contract.
Every time we play him, we beat them as well. He was in goal for Wickham, wasn't he?
He must absolutely hate us.
Yeah, he played in goal for Wickham, we beat him, didn't he? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I love it when I see his team name on the team sheet because it's almost 3 points guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. But he was in complete no man's land here, wasn't he? Don't know how he ended up there. Obviously, a couple of defenders did get back, but, all Vic really needs to do was slot it into the empty net, but he's just skied it over and... There's been a couple like this. There was obviously the one in Bristol where he skied it over the bar, and I just, I don't want to obviously be heavily critical of Vic. I think he's a brilliant player, but I think his chance conversion is poor. If we're being honest, Andy.
It is. I just thought on this one he just rushed it, didn't he? I think he thought someone was behind him, and there was no one behind him. All he had to do, like you said, was roll it into empty net. But I think I got the impression that he just rushed it. I think he thought someone was going to get behind him, a defender or the keeper was going to come behind him and tackle him, which they weren't. They were, bags of time just to roll in the empty net. But, unfortunately, he skied it over the bar. But, I get your point about his conversion rate. He's an excellent player, but that's something that he does need to improve in his game. Yeah, because if he starts taking a few more, he can be top goal scorer in the league.
Yeah, for sure. It's almost like it came too early for him, that chance. Mm. It was almost like...
Well, I remember the Luton one.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like you haven't sort of, worked yourself into the game. And if that had been later on, I don't know, maybe it's different, but it's almost like he was still on the bus almost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he does. Needs to wake up a bit.
Yeah. And then obviously Callum Doyle came off pretty early. I thought, to be honest, we looked a little bit shaky in the first 20 or so minutes at the back. Callum Doyle had a couple of wobbles and got taken off in the 22nd minute. He didn't seem to look injured. I know a couple of people mentioned he might have been limping at the end when the players came over, but do you feel like this was a tactical decision, Andy?
It made me laugh, to be honest, because Robbins was like, in his interview after the game, he said, like, oh, yeah, no, he was carrying a little bit, something. But then he kind of like said, no, but then he was okay to start. So he like contradicted himself. So I think he was fine. I think he was just having a bad game, and Robbins took him off just to save him.
Checked him a bit.
No wrong with him.
Yeah.
No wrong with him, Tom. He just didn't have a good game. But it's a strange one, though, because obviously he's been good for us, hasn't he? On that right-hand side. I just think on this occasion, he just didn't start the game at all well.
Yeah.
And fair play for Robbins. He made a bold move and it worked. Because I thought Rose played pretty well and the defence grew into the game, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it's not like Robbins to make a tactical sub that early, is it?
No, he normally leaves it till the 88th minute.
Yeah, exactly. but I think fair play for making the decision. I mean, we've got to remember that Callum Doyle's only, what is he, 19 now?
Yeah.
He's playing at this level. He's not going to have an 8 out of 10 performance every single week, is he? So I think fair play to sort of take him out the firing line when needed. I think that's smart by Robbins, and I thought Rose looked pretty solid actually when he came on.
Yeah, he did. No, sound management by Robinson, fair play to him.
And some superb passing from the Sky Blues resulted in our opening goal. I think someone said on Twitter, every single player touched the ball apart from Eccles, something like that. But yeah, unbelievable football, wasn't it? It's sort of what we've got used to from this side over the last couple of years. And obviously that went through to Alan, parried by the keeper, and this one Vic definitely couldn't miss, could he, Andy?
No, easiest chance you'll ever get. But the football was Robin's ball all in effect, wasn't it? Fantastic passing, what we were used to last season a little bit more. And it was great to see on the eye, wasn't it? Working it from the back through to the midfield, out to Dabo, you know, that little flip by Godders into Alan. Great cross shot. Always, that was a good shot by Alan because he could easily have like skied it or hit it near post, but he went across the keeper. And that's always what you say is a shot in that area, go across the keeper because it'll either go in the bottom corner or the keeper will parry it and you can get the bits. So yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Good, fair play to Alan because he gets a lot of criticism for being in that number 10 role from certain fans. So no, that was really good by him. And like you say, Vic couldn't miss.
Yeah, it just goes to show if as long as you get it on target, you're either going to score or you know you might get a deflection. It's quite hard for the keeper to sort of catch the ball, isn't it, in that position? And they often have to parry it. So and Vic was in exactly the right position, wasn't he, to tap that in?
Yeah, definitely. No, good strike play. You know, if he gets 5 or 10 goals like that, that would do me.
Yeah, it'll certainly help, won't it? And then obviously the big talking point in the second half was the disallowed goal. Bit of a strange one, really, because the linesman didn't flag initially. So obviously we all thought, well, that's it. They've equalised, you know, nightmare. But then the ref sort of charged over to the lino and had a discussion with him and they've ruled it out. So hard to say what happened there. Obviously, a few people have said it might have been offside. There's talk of a handball. I find it strange for a referee to give an offside over a linesman, Andy. As if you've seen that happen much.
Yeah, before. No, never.
Strange one, isn't it?
Strange. He overruled him. Very odd, especially away from home as well. They normally go for the home side, don't they? If I'm being honest, I've looked at it a few times. I can't really see the problem with the goal. There might have been a handball slightly from Robinson, but I still think that's being lenient for us, to be honest. I think we got away with one, but saying that, so how much bad luck have we had this season? So we deserve a bit, to be fair. With all the stadium fiasco, the pitch fiasco, some of the decisions we got, we deserve a slice of luck. And fair play. Thanks to the ref for that.
Yeah, about time we had a bit of luck for sure.
It is, 100%.
I thought we had a decent second half overall. We weren't necessarily creating loads of chances ourselves, but I thought we dealt with them pretty well. A lot of balls coming into the box. As we said, Fads was immense. In dealing with those, but it was just a really sort of solid battling performance in that second half, wasn't it, Andy, to make sure the score stayed how it was.
Yeah, and I think the importance of the bench as well came in, bringing Palmer and Waghorn on. I thought they, you know, that Waghorn's little lollipop and standing up for Bidwell, and there was actually a decent save by Allsop for a change. That was a really nice move. Yeah, just give us a little bit of attacking play where we needed it to stretch the game towards the end. Gave us a few nice breakaways, which broke the play up a bit. But no, we handled the game pretty well, considering that's our first away win. I thought, we were pretty comfortable, to be honest. You know, we had to defend the box well, don't get me wrong. But no, I thought that was a decent away win and a decent away performance. I thought it was good.
First away win since Birmingham, was it? At Easter?
Yeah, it's too long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, huge sigh of relief at full time. And brilliant noise and support from the Sky Blue Army in the away end, Andy. Obviously, the videos on Twitter were amazing at the end. But you could just tell sort of how much it meant to the players and the fans to get that away win, one we probably weren't massively expecting to get. And it really just helps our situation, doesn't it?
It does, because obviously, you know, Cardiff's our bogey team, aren't they? We never win at Cardiff, hardly. So it was a huge win. Obviously, the gap between us and obviously getting out of the bottom, you know, three before the game was like 6 points, wasn't it? So we've closed that now to 3 or 4 now, which was huge. So it just felt to me like a massive, massive win. I wasn't expecting the win. I thought we were going to get a point at best. So it was a huge surprise for me getting the win. And it just gives us so much momentum going into that Sheffield United game now, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, we've talked about the games in hand quite a lot, which, you know, we shouldn't expect to necessarily win all of them, but we've put ourselves in a position where even by winning one of those or you know, perhaps two of those, that it would put us in a really healthy position and certainly lift us out of the bottom three, which is what it's all about, isn't it? So it just changes the complexion a little bit, I think, at this stage.
No, totally agree. It just changes the mindset totally. You know, if you got a point or lost to Cardiff, you know, you've got to be going into training on Monday with your head down a little bit. They'll be raring to go in and training on Monday now, Tom. You know, heads will be up, buzzing around, you know, getting the injured players back. It's all looking good now, Tom. We're going to start getting a few positive results and start climbing this league, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Who's your man of the match yesterday, Andy?
Well, I can't not give it to Fads. You know, it was 600th appearance. I thought he defended the box absolutely fabulously. He led the two young lads until Doyle went off really well. He's just a leader, and I thought he played absolutely brilliant. But I will say special mention to Josh Eccles. I thought him coming into the centre midfield, you know, he hasn't done well this season at right wing back. He's been poor by his own admission. But playing in his more natural position in the centre midfield, he was excellent, Tom. And that's a massive plus going forward as well. Because obviously with Hamer and his suspension issues, can you rely on him? There's a question mark over that. Now we've got Eccles who can come into that midfield. That's a huge plus for us going forward.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just needs to stay fit, doesn't he, Tom?
It was a big day for him yesterday, I thought. Yeah. Because, you know, only I think he said in his interview after the game, you know, he's obviously had his injury troubles. He'd had a really sort of tough start to the season personally, and obviously we have as a team anyway.
Yeah.
It was a big day for him. And obviously playing in his probably his more preferred position in the midfield. Yeah. He looked a bit more comfortable, I thought. When we played Sunderland, I think it was the Sunderland game, wasn't it, when he played at a right wing back, and he just didn't look comfortable, did he?
In that position. I think with Eccles, he can do a job at wing back, but his position is centre midfield.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I think he can fill in, don't get me wrong, when there's an injury or something like that, or coming off the bench at right wing back, but his natural position is centre midfielder. He's a star waiting to happen. I mean, honestly, he's got that much ability, composure, beautiful on the ball. If he stays fit, you know, he's a massive plus for this season. He just needs to stay fit, Tom. That's the only negative against Josh Eccles.
Yeah. Do you remember that Watford Cup game that he played in?
Yeah.
I think it was, wasn't it? He was brilliant that night, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of his first appearances for the club. And I think from that night, you could see what he could do in the midfield.
Yeah, fantastic player.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
We'll now move on and preview Wednesday's game at the CBS, where Sheffield United will be the visitors. Andy, it's another huge game against a good opposition, but you know, you're looking at the form table and say that this is one we can definitely go into full of confidence.
Yeah, 100%. Interesting game on Wednesday night under the lights, isn't it? Obviously, Sheffield United, if we look at them, they're second in the league. However, they've only won one of the last five games, Tom. So, and obviously, they drew that 3-3 with Blackpool. I think about 100 people got sent off, didn't they?
Yeah, I was going to say, what a mad game.
They're all going mental, honestly. It was a mad game. And, they drew 3-3 with Blackpool. Blackpool aren't doing particularly well this season. So that's a decent result for Blackpool away from home. So they have been slipping recently, Sheffield United. So after the result on Saturday, you know, after beating Middlesbrough at home as well, Tom, we should be going into this game full of confidence and looking for the 3 points, in my opinion.
Yeah. Was it one of their players got sent off?
I don't know. I just saw a massive...
Was it three Blackpool, one
Sheffield United? I think so, yeah. Massive fire. Fodderingham, was it? Wasn't it? Yeah, that's him.
So they're...
He's suspended.
Yeah, he's their number one, isn't he? So.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a good player. So,
good keeper.
You know, you'd argue that could give us a slight advantage on Wednesday.
No, 100%. Yeah, definitely. It doesn't half help, doesn't it? So, and also their form as well, Tom. It's not good.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good time to be playing Sheffield United. And I don't really like Sheffield United anyway. So, you know, it'd be really good to put one on them this week on Wednesday night. Yeah.
Nothing to fear either. You know, last season, obviously, we drew away to them. Kept a clean sheet, and obviously we really picked them off at home, didn't we?
We did.
One of the 4-1 wins from last season. So, you know, you you probably have nothing to fear. In terms of their side, Andy, what have you made of them? Are there any sort of players we should be keeping our eye out for on Wednesday?
Yeah, a couple. Ollie McBurney, obviously he's played in the Premier League. I think he's more of a championship striker, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's got 5 goals in 11 games this season, Tom, so that's not a bad return. So we've got to keep an eye on him. But saying that, I think people like Fads, Rose, if he plays, Panzo, should be able to deal with McBurney. He's that kind of player. He likes it into feet. He's not going to get behind you much, is he? So
yeah.
I think there's food and drink from Fads and Panzo especially. They should be able to deal with McBurney, not a problem. The other decent player, the ex-Covlad, Olive Norwood. He's obviously a decent midfield player. He kind of runs, the game runs through him. And he's got 2 goals and 3 assists this term, Tom. So he's another good player that we need to really, really shut down on, make sure he's, you know, close him down and make sure he doesn't get the game going on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you'd imagine he'll be pretty up for it against one of his former clubs, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he'll be looking to put one over on us. But again, like you said, like from last season, we've got a good record against Sheffield United at home. So hopefully we can put one on Norwood again.
And obviously, in terms of how we'll set up, it's an interesting one because obviously Hamer will be back, won't he, from suspension?
He will.
Which is interesting. Obviously, you know, we talked about Eccles having a really good game at the weekend. Obviously, Walker's out injured, so it's quite hard to actually predict how we're gonna set up this one. What do you think will happen? Do you think Palmer will be back in, or do you think he'll sort of keep it relatively similar? What do you think he'll do?
That's a hard one, isn't it? I think he'll go similar. I think Hamer might come back in, though.
Yeah.
But who for, though? Eccles.
This is
the Archer Eccles, wouldn't it? It'd be tough.
Yeah.
But if I was Robin, that's a really tough decision. I'm glad I'm not Robin, if I'm being honest.
I mean, this is where it becomes tricky because it's like, you know, does Hamer just automatically come back in, or is it, you know, the fact that he's been out for 4 games and with a suspension, and someone's come in and done a better job, a bit like the Wilson situation, you know?
Yeah.
Do you make it fair and Hamer has to earn his place off the bench? It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's such a big game, though, against Sheffield United. Mm. And I think maybe that experience of Hamer.
It'd be great to have him in there, wouldn't it?
For Wednesday. If I was Robbins, I'd reluctantly put Hamer in for Eccles. Mm. Reluctantly. But that's harsh on Eccles because he's been so good.
Yeah.
And obviously there's the Doyle situation. It'd be interesting to see. I think Rose will play instead of Doyle, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Keep it how we sort of finished the game on Saturday. Because, you know, that second half, we were really solid.
Yeah, I think that will happen. And I probably think Hamer will come in. And I expect it'd be interesting to see what he does with Goddard, won't it? Because that's an interesting point, isn't it? Because obviously he hasn't scored for a while, has he? Mm. Not since Millwall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a few games that Goddard hasn't scored. So it'd be interesting to see if he drops out and maybe plays. I don't know. There's not that much option, though, is there, really? I suppose he could play Tavares, but I don't think he's going to risk Tavares in such a big game, is he?
Yeah, I'm desperate to see Tavares start.
Yeah, I am as well. I'd love to see him play, but I just think he'll probably, like you say, start with what he's got, probably Rose in for Doyle and Hamer in for Eccles, I think, and Goddard will start, I would have thought.
Yeah. What have you made of Goddard this season? Because like you say, he hasn't scored for a while, but he does work his socks off, doesn't he? But he gets a little bit of flack at the moment. But
scores in batches, Goddard does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He always has. You know, he's a goal scorer that scores goals in batches. He'll get 6 in a row and then he won't score for 6 games. You know, he's that kind of striker. It would help if his strike partner passed to him occasionally as well.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That would help him a little bit. Yeah, but they did think up pretty well on Saturday. I thought that partnership was quite good. I thought they did link up pretty well. But he just needs one to, you know, like a tap in or something to get him up and running again. You know, but people like Tavares he has to. It's good though, isn't it? You know, people are like Tavares are sniffing at his door now, aren't they?
And yeah.
You know, if a couple more games he hasn't scored, he'll be on the bench. And he knows that. So it's good pressure to have. I think he needs a goal, though, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
For sure. But you can't knock his work rate, can you?
No. He does everything, runs around the whole game.
He does.
What's your prediction for Wednesday night, Andy?
Yeah, I think we're going to win this one, Tom. I'm really, really confident. I think we're going to win this 2-1.
Wow. Amazing what a week can do, can't it, for you?
Yeah,
for your confidence.
No, absolutely, mate. I just really think we've turned the corner. We've got players coming back. Confidence is good. And their confidence is at the floor at the minute. So, yeah, definitely, I think we can do them.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
We'll chat quickly about the Stoke game on Saturday, Andy. Not the easiest of places to go, is it, Stoke away?
No, horrible. Always. Saying that, we won that, or did we draw that last year?
I was going to say,
scored, didn't it?
We've got a decent record, haven't we? We drew last year.
Yeah.
We won the year before.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Gokres scored that night as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Went on that mazy run and then hit it top bottom and corner, didn't he?
And there was that Ben Wilson save.
Well,
worldy.
Yeah, it was like Banks. Superb save. Brilliant.
But yeah, but it's, you know, it's not the easiest of games. It's they're quite a hard team to play against, aren't they? So, you know, I think we'll have to be at our best to come away with something, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, if we beat Sheffield United on Wednesday and draw with Stoke, that will do us, won't it?
Yeah.
4 points out of the next two games will do me nicely.
Four out of the two, whichever way it happens,
I'd slap
your hand off, to be honest with you. Which, like we said, the win against Cardiff puts you in that situation.
Huge.
That
it does,
you know, if you got a point on Wednesday, you'd be pretty buzzing going to Stoke. So
yeah.
It helps. But yeah, I think we'll definitely be setting up to try and get a win there. What have you made of Stoke this season? Obviously, they're around sort of mid table.
Yeah, they're 12th in the league, Tom. Their form's slightly improved. They've won two of the last five. And they got a really good result on Saturday, Tom. They beat Preston 2-0 away from home. And as we know, Preston's not an easy place to go, is it? So that was quite an impressive result by Stoke. Really, really good result by them. So that was good. So, they're a funny team, aren't they, Stoke? They're a bit weird, aren't they? They're always round the 12th, 15th mark in the league. Not an easy place to go, but nothing to fear, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, any particular players we should look out for?
Yeah, they've got a midfielder called Lewis Baker. He's a decent player. He's got 4 goals and 4 assists this season. So a lot goes through him in the midfield. Also, they've got Dwight Gayle, obviously ex-Newcastle. Yeah, he plays for them. He's played 10 or 11 games for them this season. Don't think he's scored for them yet.
Wow.
But he's obviously played in the Premier League and is dangerous. And also, they've got a lad from Man City, under 21 on loan, called Liam Delap.
Mm. Rory Delap's brother?
No. I hope he hasn't got a throw like
you say. He's not going to be launching him into the box, is he?
No, I hope not. But he's on loan from City. He's a talented forward player as well, who we need to keep an eye on. But in the last couple of games, he's been used off the bench. So, if he comes off the bench, we'll have to keep a close eye on him. But again, you know, apart from that, they haven't got many in their attacking areas who've got over 3 or 4 goals, Tom. So the most one who has is Baker from midfield. So, yeah, like I said, nothing to fear here. So we can go there, especially if we get a decent result against Sheffield United on Wednesday night. We can definitely go there with confidence and looking to get maybe 3 points, yeah.
Yeah, and looks like it'd be another decent away following. I think
always.
Close to 2,000 sold. And obviously, you know, again, depending on what happens on Wednesday, I think that could go up as well. But I think, again, it's not far for people to go, is it, Andy? So it should be, I think we took about 3,000 there last year.
Yeah.
So it should be a good day out.
Yeah, definitely should be. Yeah, definitely. It's not far to go. Get a good result against Sheffield United. That will increase the numbers. And yeah, we can go there hopefully full of confidence and, you know, sing them to a win.
Yeah, and in terms of how we'll set up, obviously, we'll have to see what happens on Wednesday. But, yeah, I think you'd probably go fairly similar to how we've been setting up away from home. No need to change anything too drastic for this one.
No, again, depends what happens on Wednesday. It's always difficult, isn't it, to judge what team selection is going to happen in 2 games' time, isn't it? But, yeah, I think depending on what happens on Saturday, I don't think there'll be massive, massive changes. A little bit here and there, depending on what happens on Wednesday, Tom.
Yeah, for sure. What's your prediction for this one, Andy?
Draw. I think it'll be a 1-1.
Same as last year.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, we'd take that. That's it for tonight, Andy. Good to chat to you. Thanks for joining me. Listeners, do make sure you're following our partners Sky Blue Tavern on their socials so you can make sure you're first to know about any of their events and offers that they have on. And as always, if you want to get involved in the discussion online, all you need to do is use the hashtag SBE podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra Podcast.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.